Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are going to be continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines in your life. We've talked about walking by faith, not by sight. Walking in love. The commandment of God is for every one of us to walk in love. Love ourselves, love one another, love God with all of our heart and mind. It's a commandment. It's the royal law. Be in the Word and be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. We've also talked about taking your thoughts captive and thinking on good things. It is imperative that you learn to cast down every mental reasoning against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Also, we talked about our will, choosing God's way. God wants you to choose the things that please Him, choose to be obedient, choose to hearken unto His voice, choose to do what His Word says in every situation, rather than following the way of the flesh or the way of sin. A sixth area is learning to cast your cares upon the Lord. Have no anxiety, but cast every care, every anxiety upon the Lord, because He cares for you. And learn to pray the Word of God. Just don't cast your cares on the Lord and that's it. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests, your legal demands be made known unto God with thanksgiving. I'll tell you, you need to learn to cast all of your cares upon the Lord. A seventh area is learning to speak God's Word and bridle your tongue. Learn to speak the Word. Learn to watch what you say with your mouth. Your mouth is the pen of a ready writer. What you're speaking with your mouth is writing your ticket in your life in the Spirit. If you'll pour the Word of God, the grace, the Word of grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. Also, learn to pray with your understanding according to the Word and pray with your spirit in tongues to release the Holy Spirit's power flowing forth through you, praying according to the will of God. Another area is confessing our sins. Remember that we must confess our sins. Don't run from God. Run to Him. Confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness in your life. And the Bible says He will remember your sins and iniquities no more. He doesn't condemn you whatsoever. It's the devil who comes to condemn you. If you've confessed your sin and received your forgiveness and cleansing, and you're walking with the Lord, and the devil comes to condemn you from past sins, you just resist him. Another area we talked about is repentance. The Bible says that we should repent and turn around from walking in the ways of the flesh or the ways of sin. We should repent from dead, unprofitable works or actions in our life. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Remember, God never brings condemnation upon us. He instead brings conviction, and He, with His goodness, brings us to repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, the Bible says, so that then we will change our mind. That's what the word repentance means, metanoia. We will change our mind, and we will choose to walk in God's ways without compromise in our life. Another area we talked about is the area of forgiveness. We must learn to forgive every person who has wronged us or hurt us. Learn to separate the sin from the person. Forgive the person. You can hate the sin. And if any retaliation is going to be in the spirit against the devil, by praying for that person, by taking authority over the works of the devil, and pulling down the strongholds that have worked in that person's life, and ministering the Word of God and the love of God through prayer and through ministering, however you can minister to them, showing forth love. Do not get unforgiveness into you. If you have unforgiveness, then you're going to be turned over to the tormentors. Remember the guy who would not forgive the servant who owed him something, a small amount, and his Lord had already forgiven him of a great amount, a great debt. And what happened? He ended up getting turned over, delivered to the tormentors. The Bible says our Heavenly Father will do the same to us if we from our hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You must forgive everyone their trespasses against you. If you won't forgive one another for their trespasses, then your Heavenly Father will not forgive you, and you will be out of fellowship with the Lord. Another area that is very important that we're going to talk about today is overcoming the devil by casting out spirits and resisting the devil. It is important that from areas of sin in your life, you must realize that sin brings curses, and curses are enforced by demonic spirits that have a legal right of entrance because of the open door of having given place to the devil. Jesus said that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demonic spirits. This is so important because so many of us, we have to deal with problems in our life that are coming directly from demonic spirits that are oppressing us. And God says to cast out those spirits so you can be set free. Now these spirits are in the soul or in the body. They're not in your spirit. Remember, when we're born again as a Christian, we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. God is in our spirit. There's no demons or any evil spirits that are in our spirit, but they can be in the area of our soul or in the area of our body, and they must be cast out. That's why Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demonic spirits." Every one of us need to cast out demonic spirits. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you must realize that the number one negative influence in your life is the inheritance line. The Bible says the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational iniquity curses, and they're enforced by demonic spirits that come in at the time of conception, and they can work in your life. They can be dormant for long periods of time, and they must be cast out to break their influence in you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God's given us authority over the devil. You know, what did Jesus do? He went and cast out the demonic spirits continually. As he cast them out, he drove them all out of people's lives, and they were set free from problems affecting their mind, problems affecting their physical body. You can have demonic spirits influencing your life in any way. They can influence relationships. They can be affecting you mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, financially. God wants you to be set free. And this is so important to cast them out. Believers are the ones who cast them out. Who do we cast them out? If not out of unbelievers, because they won't walk in line with God's word, they wouldn't even be able to retain their deliverance. They would continue in the way of sin, and they'd end up in worse shape. We cast them out of believers. We have a covenant with God, and we need to get set free from these spirits. An example of this would be, let's say, in the area of forgiveness. If you have had unforgiveness in the past, and then you've had a lot of resentment and bitterness, and you have a lot of these spirits that have come in from those sins, and you have continual attitudes of unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness, then you come to the Lord and you confess your sins. You receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. You confess the sin of unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, and you let it go. And that's the right thing to do, of course. You got back into right fellowship with the Lord, but you still have these problems in you of feeling attitudes of unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness. Now, where is that coming from? That's not coming from you, your spirit, because God has already forgiven you and cleansed you. It's coming from what is in your mind, and that's the activity of demonic spirits that are giving you that resentment, that bitterness, or that unforgiveness. As you cast out the spirits and drive them out, then the source of those thoughts and feelings and attitudes will be eliminated, and you will be set free. This is important, that you learn to cast out any of these spirits, and we've learned to do this continually. Whenever something comes at you from something from a past sin, drive those spirits out. Don't let the devil condemn you continually. See, I've seen lots of people that they're always asking God to forgive them for this problem and asking them 10 times, 20 times over, when instead God's already forgiven them and he doesn't even remember their sins and iniquities anymore. He wants you to get delivered from that spirit that is tormenting you and drive it out of your life. Now, after you've cast that thing out, you've got to learn to resist the devil's temptation so you'd never fall back into that area of sin again. In James 4:7, the Bible says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That is different from casting out. Casting out is the Greek word ekbalo, which means to throw out. That's what you're doing when you command the spirits to come out of you and leave you. The word resist means to oppose. You're going to resist the devil, and he's going to flee from you. This is so you do not yield to the temptation. Remember 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9, where the Bible says that your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour? It says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. He's trying to get into areas of our life. God says, resist him steadfast in the faith. And don't bow and yield to that temptation. You resist that temptation to sin. You resist that enemy and don't give place to him. How did Jesus do it? He resisted him with the word of God. Jesus resisted the devil and he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. You need the scriptures. You need to get in what the word says, and when a temptation to sin comes, hold up the word of God and declare what it says. That's putting up that shield of faith. Remember, one of the parts of the armor of God is that shield of faith, which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You can overcome these areas. And you must realize these temptations to sin, they're not just coming from you. They're coming from the enemy. They're not coming just from out of nowhere. These are coming from a spiritual source. Life is spiritual. The devil is behind all that brings temptation to you to bring you to the place of sinning. Why does he want you to sin? So you'll open up the door and give place to him so that demonic spirits can come in and begin to afflict you and bring destruction in your life. He wants you to yield to that. But God says resist the devil. Did Jesus ever yield to sin? No, he was tempted in all points yet without sin because he resisted the devil's attacks against him. Well, you're able to do the same thing. Praise God, sin has no dominion over us. The Bible says, whoso keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not. Praise God. God says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Of course, first of all, though, you've got to submit yourself to God. Therefore, submit yourself to God, to his word. Act on the word. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you learn on a daily basis to cast out demonic spirits that have come in from past sins or from the inheritance and drive them out and resist the devil's temptation so he doesn't get place in your life in order to through any area of sin which would bring bondage into you, if you learn to deal successfully with the devil in these ways, then you will lead a victorious life, praise God. You will see the devil flee from you. You will see the bondages that have been in you formerly be broken, and God will bring forth his fruit. Then, of course, get in the word, do what the word says, act on the word, and walk in it, and you will see the fruit of peace and joy and victory in your life. Well, we're going to talk more on daily Christian disciplines in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.